Hi, and welcome to Living Word Northwest's podcast. We are so glad that you're here. Our goal at Living Word is to reach people, touch lives, and make a difference. Our hope is that this week's message encourages you and those listening with you. Remember, God wants to connect with you on a personal level, and we don't think it's an accident that you're here. If you or someone like you needs help along that journey, we are here for you. Stay tuned after this message on how to connect with us, but for now, sit back, relax, and enjoy this week's sermon.
Well, you know, Heidi and I, God had put something on our hearts a couple weeks ago. The Holy Spirit had really just dropped something in our heart, and it was what we wanted to talk about today. And you can call it irony, you can call it something that's eerie, but given today's social climate, we believe that what is on our hearts is exactly what God wants spoken today for Northwest and over our cities, the Twin Cities, and over our communities. And today is a day where we remember Pentecost. Mm-hmm. And it is very interesting that the first time Pentecost happened, obviously before any of us were alive, when the Holy Spirit came to the earth for the first time, those disciples were in a home. Yeah. They were in an upper room, right? Mm-hmm. And here we are amidst everything going on, curfews in place, COVID happening, and we are, for the first time since that time, in our upper room, in our homes. Yep. And, you know, Living Word Northwest today, there are no, you know, lights and giant bands playing and all this stuff. We are in our upper room.
Right.
And it's just like you right now watching maybe in your living room or in your car or wherever you might be. We are believing that there is a purpose and there is a timing for today.
Yeah.
What is going to happen today in our hearts. Right, God, what will you choose today? Holy Spirit, what will you speak to us today for this day?
Yep.
And we really believe our nation needs it.
Yeah.
Our nation needs what Pentecost is all about. Mm-hmm. I believe it's what our nation needs right now, and it's what our city needs. It's part of the bigger picture. Let me just give you a little bit about the background of Pentecost from Acts 2:1-12. We're going to read from there and just get the background of what's happening on Pentecost. Acts 2:1-12 says, "On the day Pentecost was being fulfilled, all the disciples were gathered in one place. Suddenly, they heard the sound of a violent blast of wind rushing into the house from out of the heavenly realm. The roar of the wind was so overpowering, it was all anyone could bear. Then all at once, a pillar of fire appeared before their eyes. It separated into tongues of fire that engulfed each one of them. They were all filled and equipped with the Holy Spirit and were inspired to speak in tongues, empowered by the Spirit to speak in languages they had never heard or learned. Now, at that time, there were Jewish worshipers who had immigrated from many different lands to live in Jerusalem." Start placing this here. "When the people of the city heard the roaring sound, crowds came running to where it was coming from, stunned over what was happening because each one could hear the disciples speaking in his or her own language. Bewildered, they said to one another, 'Aren't these all Galileans? So how is it that we hear them speaking in our own languages? We're the northeastern Iranians, northwestern Iranians, Elamites, and those from Mesopotamia, Judah, east central Turkey, the coast areas of the Black Sea, Asia, north central Turkey, southern Turkey, Egypt, Libyans, who are our neighbors of Cyrene, visitors from all over the Roman Empire, both Jews and converts to Judaism, Cretans, Arabs. Yet we hear them speaking of God, mighty wonders in our own dialects. They all stood there dumbfounded and astonished, saying to one another, 'What is this phenomenon?'" And it is not lost on us that this timing of what is going on in society, even this week, and this is when we celebrate Pentecost today. This past week, another black man's life was taken in a horrific, unjust way, and it's perpetuating an injustice that has lasted for centuries. And some remain quiet, and some protest, and some riot. The social climate, though, of Acts, when you read, was just as tumultuous, if not more so, than what we are seeing today. So much so that when God's mm-hmm. Spirit entered into the earth,
yeah.
it came violently, yeah. as if to say,
yep.
everybody listen,
right. Right.
everybody calm.
Right.
Stop the rioting, stop the looting, everybody
mm-hmm.
listen,
mm-hmm.
because
right.
something is happening.
Yeah.
I'm here.
Right.
And everyone from all races, right?
Yeah.
What we just read, everybody from all religions, all walks of life, listened. Why? Because someone was speaking their language.
Yeah. Right.
Somebody was speaking in a way
mm-hmm.
that could be heard.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody was almost hearing their story,
mm-hmm.
understanding their language and their way of doing things and speaking to them.
Yeah.
For the first time, different races and religions were able to understand each other.
Yeah.
Think about that
yeah.
in today's climate.
Yeah. And with that, even when I've been in other countries that are non-English speaking and you're around everybody speaking other languages,
yeah.
somebody comes and speaks in your language and immediately I feel like I'm seen, like I'm heard, like I'm valued.
Yeah.
And the thing, when the disciples were speaking these languages to the people, it wasn't just about the language.
Right.
It was about the way that they were communicating, the
mm-hmm.
power behind their voice
yeah,
that
good.
They were saying. And
mm-hmm.
the Holy Spirit does that to us. He communicates in a way that we understand
right.
to show us that we are seen, we are heard, we are valued. And then with that, we learn how to communicate to other people with that power behind our
yeah,
voice.
That's good.
So that we know that we can communicate to them that they are seen and they are heard
yeah.
and they are valued.
That's
you know,
good.
It says in Romans 8:16 that the Holy Spirit whispers into our innermost being, you are God's beloved child.
Mm.
So from that place, can we learn how to communicate in a way that tells people that they are seen, they
yeah.
are heard, they
yeah.
are valued?
Mm-hmm.
Just like we receive that from the Holy Spirit.
Yeah. I mean, what would our world look like if we allowed the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit, to
mm-hmm.
speak first?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if we listened to the language
mm-hmm.
of other people, if we heard
yeah.
their language, heard their voice, their story,
right.
their experiences.
Experience. Right, right.
And if words and actions of fear would give way to words and actions of the Spirit, of love, what
love.
Would today look like?
Yeah.
Acts 3:42-47 actually tells us what happens when the Holy Spirit speaks and moves.
Mm-hmm.
This is what happens to society.
Mm-hmm.
Acts 3:42, every believer was faithfully devoted to following the teachings
mm-hmm.
when the Holy Spirit spoke. Their hearts were mutually linked to one another, sharing communion,
mm-hmm.
coming together regularly for prayer.
Mm-hmm.
A deep sense of holy awe swept over everyone.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the apostles performed many miraculous signs and wonders. All the believers were in fellowship as one body, and they shared with one another whatever they had. Out of generosity, verse 45, out of generosity, they even sold their assets to distribute the proceeds to those who were in need among them. When the Holy Spirit speaks first. Daily, they met together in the temple courts and in one another's homes to celebrate communion. They shared meals together with joyful hearts and tender humility. They were continually filled with praises to God, enjoying
mm-hmm.
the favor of all the people.
Mm-hmm.
And the Lord kept adding to their number daily those who were coming to life. These were Asians. These were Africans.
Mm-hmm. Right.
These were Europeans
right.
worshiping together,
right, right.
praying together,
yeah.
eating together.
Yeah.
Meeting each other's needs
yeah.
together. The Holy Spirit was unifying, and that's what the Holy Spirit does.
Yes.
He unifies.
Yes.
So then the question is, like, how do
yeah.
we get to this place of listening and understanding and unity.
Yeah, I mean, well, when the disciples were waiting and worshiping the Lord on Pentecost, that's when they saw this pillar of fire.
Right, yeah.
And they watched this pillar of fire separate into tongues of fire and come upon them.
Mm-hmm.
Well, in the same way, the Israelites were being led by a giant pillar of fire by day. They were led out of captivity into the promised land. Well, now, because the Holy Spirit has come, we now have, it's like we have our own pillar of fire within us, where the Holy Spirit literally dwells inside of us, leading us out of areas of captivity into the promised land.
Good.
And just like a fire spreads and lights up everything that it touches, we now have this Holy Spirit boldness and power to spread His truth, His love, His healing, His presence to everything that we touch.
Yeah.
So just yielding to the Holy Spirit in that way.
Yeah.
To let Him move through us, right?
Yeah, definitely.
I
feel like it gives us an ability to separate ourselves from the evil, the political or the rhetoric, and focus on the real problem and the real need of people that are suffering right now.
Mm-hmm.
And then say, God, how can we be moved? What can we say? What should we not say? How can we? That's what it helps
Being
us do.
Led, just like they were led, we are led by the Holy Spirit.
Yeah, that's good.
Us.
I mean, really, the Holy Spirit then becomes our daily guide.
Yes.
Right? Our lives are not compromised of one giant event.
Mm-hmm.
Much like we cannot say that what is happening in our city right now is just a one giant event thing.
Mm-hmm.
Our lives are the sum total of millions of little decisions and millions of little things and millions of words and conversations and choices that we make. And so when we involve the Holy Spirit, He helps us make these decisions when we should decide to talk or when we should decide to just listen.
Yes, right.
When we should act or when we should pause and wait, or when we should give something, when we need to receive some sort of understanding.
Yeah.
These are the decisions when led by the Holy Spirit, when led by the Holy Spirit, not led by fear or not led by opinion. These decisions are what lead us into His will for our families, into His will for our church, into His will for our communities, into His will for this nation, into His will on how to proceed when things are completely chaotic. This is how we make the choice that leads to healing and restoration. Amen?
Right. Well, and I think of when Jesus was with His disciples, He was leading them, sometimes through a loving conviction, right? To help them understand the truth, to draw them closer to the Father. And He was teaching them. He was, it says at the end of Luke, He unlocked their understanding to receive revelation of the scriptures. He was their friend. He was laughing with them. He was talking with them. He was hanging out with them.
Yeah.
You know, just like John was laying on His lap at one time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so this is why the Holy Spirit is so wonderful, because when Jesus left, He said, "Don't worry, I'm giving you somebody just like me," in a way. So we can have that same relationship with the Holy Spirit, like what the disciples had with Jesus. The Holy Spirit leads us through loving conviction sometimes to draw us closer to the Lord. He opens our eyes. He unlocks our understanding to receive revelation in the Word, just like Jesus did with His disciples.
Yeah.
You know, I open up my Bible and I'm like, "Holy Spirit, what does this mean?" He shows us and reveals truth in the Scripture. He is our friend, just like Jesus was. You can laugh with Him. You can talk with Him. You can eat with Him. You can ask Him all your questions.
Yeah.
You can hang out with Him. And Jesus said, "The same power I give you," or "the same power I had, I give to you." And that's through the Holy Spirit. So now we have this power that Jesus had to heal, to deliver, to do the signs and miracles, wonders led by the Holy Spirit.
Right. No, that's so good, babe. I mean, I'm reading in this story of what happened on Pentecost, you know, Acts 2:4 hits me.
Yeah.
Because it shows what I feel happens when, like Heidi's saying, when we allow the Holy Spirit to move in us and through us. Mm-hmm. In Acts 2:4, it says they were filled and equipped with the Holy Spirit and were inspired to speak in tongues, empowered by the Spirit to speak in languages they have never heard.
Mm-hmm.
When we don't understand something, or we don't understand someone, or we don't know what to do, we don't know how we can help, we don't know, is what I'm saying right or is it wrong? Am I a part of the problem, or am I helping fix the problem? What happens when we allow the Holy Spirit inside of us? We become inspired and we begin to speak and we begin to act and we begin to understand people that are different from us, their experiences, their story, their history, their joy, their pain. And then we are able to, we are equipped to contribute to their need.
Right.
To be a part of resolution.
Right. Amen.
And to worship, like Acts said, to worship together, to pray together, to eat together, to protect. Amen?
Yep.
That's what the Holy Spirit does when He is allowed to speak and move. Amen? So you had mentioned a verse here, Romans 8:14.
Yeah. Well, do you want me to? Oh, okay. So there's one other thing I just want to add to, like John 7:38.
Okay.
It says, let me just read it. It says, "Believe in me so that rivers of living water will burst out from within you, flowing from your innermost being." So the Holy Spirit is just, this is just what you were saying. The Holy Spirit is the river here. And a river will flow to the deepest, lowest part to fill it. And in the same way, the Holy Spirit runs down to the deepest place, the deepest need in our heart to fill it. And it starts within us, you know, it starts within us, and then it bursts out to other people, like you were saying.
Yeah.
You know, it's just another picture of how it starts within,
we're
filled, and then it bursts out onto other people around us. But there are things that we can only understand through the revelation of the Holy Spirit. And I think it's having that awareness throughout our day of asking Him, what's His heart in the situation? What's His heart for this person?
Yeah, right.
And I believe, I mean, the Holy Spirit told me the other day, He's like, "I'll reveal the Father's heart so that you can know your part." It's before we get an answer, we seek His heart.
Yeah.
And we find His heart, and then we know our part. It's not just about going and doing a bunch of good things, but what is the one thing that He wants us to do, a strategy behind it. And that verse that you were saying before, 8:14, Romans 8:14, it's says the mature children of God are those who are moved by the impulses of the Holy Spirit.
That's the mature children of God.
Right.
The mature children of God are those that are moved by the impulses of the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
And I believe as a church.
Yes. Yeah.
And so I'm speaking to you, Northwest community. As a church, we decide to be mature children of God, not because of how much we know, or because of how much we've cleaned up, or no, we are the mature children of God because we are led by the impulses of the Holy Spirit, so that we are led to do the right thing at the right time. We are led to stand up for injustice, but we are not led to promote injustice, to promote the things that are tearing apart our city right now, like rioting and looting. And in this season, right now, you've all heard people are taking sides as far as this church or that church, what people should be doing, what they shouldn't be doing. Let us be led by the impulses of the Holy Spirit.
Yes, right.
I wonder what, like, the news would report if humanity would receive the Holy Spirit and then would choose to be led by it. What would things look like and sound like instead of hearing daily of those lives that are being taken, you know, unjustly? Instead of what would we hear if our government officials, if our brothers and sisters and neighbors, if we, the church, what would these situations of injustice look like? They would look so much different. They would look so different. And here we are today in society today. And I am saying, Holy Spirit, fall in the hearts of the church in a way that's stronger than has ever been experienced before. Fall in the hearts of every believer, no matter what their race or religion, whatever that is. Holy Spirit, you are here and you are moving on this earth and you were given to us. So move. You were given to all of us to move and to speak your impulses, leading and guiding us. And I really believe that's when Acts 2:47 becomes a reality. The Lord kept adding to their number daily those who were coming to life. The injustice, the unnecessary death of innocent people due to race, the hate that's being thrown around on our social media platforms, the divide. No, when the Holy Spirit moves, people come to life. Our world comes to life. Enough death. It's time for life, and it's time for justice. It's time for peace. It's time for unconditional love.
It starts with us.
It starts with us.
Yeah.
Amen. It starts with that pillar of fire on the inside of us.
Yes.
And being led as believers, as a community. Holy Spirit, show us, teach us. What have we missed? What have we ignored? When have we been too quiet? Holy Spirit, teach us. And show us. And the Holy Spirit, the way that He has worked in my life always, is that kind of a one step at a time thing, like we talked about earlier. He doesn't just drop, this is exactly the big picture. It is a million little things. It's a one step at a time that He shows us today. You know?
That's why it's having that awareness that He's with you. Just asking Him.
And so we are going to be keeping our focus and our priority on Jesus, on His Holy Spirit, and asking Him to show us as a body of believers what we can do. And we are here to support you. We are here praying for you.
Yes, we are.
We are here to bring hope and encouragement to this city in the many forms that it's needed. We are here saying we don't know everything. We haven't experienced what everybody, what other people have experienced. We know that we will be criticized in some ways, and we know that we will be slandered in some ways. But that won't change that we will continue to stand on His word, led by His Spirit, to say, help us understand, Lord. Help us to be the church. And what that looks like for us. And for our family. For our kids. For our community.
And He's faithful.
He is. He's faithful, and He's going to be faithful to this city.
And
to the people that are hurting in this city. He is faithful.
Turn things around. He turns things around. And he will continue to do that. He will not stop now, but He'll turn it around.
He will. He's good. And He will use us to be a part of that change.
Absolutely.
Amen. He will.
Thanks again for joining us this week. We know that God meets us right where we are, no matter where that is. If you want to get plugged into our church community by joining one of our life groups, donate to our cause, or just learn more about the mission here at Northwest, please visit us at lwcc.org/Northwest. You can also text the word CONNECT to 612-688-3939. That's 612-688-3939. If this message encouraged you, it would probably encourage someone you know, so feel free to share it. We look forward to connecting with you and hope that you'll join us again next week.